Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions. It has been a whirlwind.
Yes, it has.
A lot of moving parts, a lot of things going on in our lives, and a lot of seeing God's movements right now. So I know all of you guys are wanting to know every detail that is going on in our lives, and I have to ask that you respect that we're not allowed to talk about it at the present time. There will come a time to where all of it is discussed. And, you know, I think that we'll let everyone decide what, you know, what their opinions are. But as of now, we cannot discuss anything other than answer questions. We can talk about what's going on in our life outside of what's going on in our life. You know, but we did want to come on today and let everyone know that, you know, it's a very sad, heartbreaking time for our family right now, but we still hold steadfast in our faith and we trust that God will do what he does best because God's a miracle worker and that's what we're holding out for. So, you know, do you have anything to say?
No, just that, you know, we're alive and kicking and, we appreciate all of the support that we have received, from everyone.
I mean, folks, listen, we are receiving tens of thousands of messages every day. I mean, from mail to gifts being delivered to our home, to people delivering food, you know, people driving from all over the country, you know, to bring flowers to our front door. It's the love that is spread so far throughout this country for our family is what's truly helping us to get up each day.
Yes.
You know, it's a tough time right now, but we are grateful for each and every one of you that have taken the effort. You know, we don't require that you drive 8 hours to place flowers at our door. We don't require that you drive 8 hours to bring food or, you know, a letter is fine, you know.
A prayer,
you know.
Just say a prayer for us.
A prayer is the greatest gift that you can give anyone. And so, you know, that's, we're grateful for that. And we're grateful for those of you that are driving all of these distances to do these things. But I don't want you placing your family in harm or taking time off of your jobs or doing those kind of things, you know, just to do this for us. You know, we are grateful and appreciative of it. And to know that there's so many people that this is affecting and that's hurting them just as we're hurting, you know, it truly is something I believe that God is allowing to happen, you know, to give us that support. And for that, we're grateful. You know, the kids are all doing as best that they can. A lot of tears, a lot of heartache, a lot of sorrow, a lot of trying to understand how this is where we are right now. But we are here and, you know, we've got to walk the walk and do whatever it is that we have to do. So, you know, I think that that's pretty much all that I can say about that.
Yep.
So, you know, with that being said, it's nothing but love from us as always to each and every one of you that tune in each week. And we're going to continue to do Chrisley Confessions for as long as we get to do it. And then Chase and Savannah will take it over. And at that point, they will be the ones that can kind of fill you in on everything that's going on in our lives at that point. So first caller, please.
Hi, Todd. Hi, Julie. This is your favorite super fan, Karen from Memphis, Tennessee. It's been a while. And first and foremost, I want to offer my sincere condolences. I know it's been a while on the passing of Aunt Frances. I pray for Nanny Faye all the time, and I pray that God continues to strengthen her, you, her and your family during this time, along with everything that y'all got going on with your current trial. I just want to offer words of encouragement and to you and your family, and I pray that you know that there is no fear. We're praying for justice. I'm praying that God will be your refuge, your vindication, and I pray that he will ease any and all fear and distress, and I'm praying for your reputation. Regardless of what the verdict is or how this all pans out, you always know that the blessing is always on the other side of your pain. So I just pray that you all would put your anchor, but use your anchor, which is the Lord. Keep your trust in him. And I pray that you all hold on to each other tight during this time. And I just pray God's victory for this, and all will be well with you and your family. And looking forward to season 10. Y'all be blessed. You're in my thoughts and prayers always. And I pray that God would just counsel you all and be there for you all and comfort you during this time. Be blessed and take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. You were the first caller today, and that message means more than you know, because you hit on everything. You know, the blessing is on the other side, but sometimes when you're on this side of the blessing, the struggle is trying to remember that there's a blessing on the other side. And so I do thank you for that. You know, we have not talked about, you know, how everything has affected our family. And, you know, we're not going to talk about that right now. But, you know, what we are dealing with is that, you know, my mother was diagnosed with bladder cancer. And so she is in treatment, and we have been dealing with that treatment, you know, weekly. And we are struggling to get through that. And we're asking for God to lift her up and to keep a healing hand on her and to help us help her get through this. This has been a struggle that's been going on now for how long?
Since late fall.
And, you know, we've kept it private because she wanted it to be kept private. But because of the court case and the things that have come out, you know, that came out, and a lot of people have picked up on it. A lot of people have bombarded us. You know, we've had the press outside of our door sitting, you know, on our street with long lens cameras, trying to get photographs of us, you know, creeping around the back of our property, you know, on other people's property, trying to get photographs and showing up at my mother's home. So I would ask that the people that are doing this to respect that she is 77 years old and that she is in a battle for her life. And, you know, we're struggling with that, and we're doing the treatments and being optimistic and placing her in God's hands. And I pray every day, multiple times a day, that God keep a healing hand on her. Everyone goes through trials, and we are no different than anyone else. And we've always said that from day one, that we're no different than anyone who watches our show or listens to this podcast. We're all human beings. We all have heartache. We all have happiness, hopefully. And we all suffer loss. And that's what we're trying to wrap our heads around right now. So, I thank you more than you know for your message and for your prayers and for how well articulated you were in that message. So from our home to yours, from our family to yours, it's nothing but love and light to you. Thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Hi. I was calling in because I wanted to know how you decided which private school to send your kids to, and kind of what leads into the decision that y'all made to send your kids to private school. So that was my question, is just how do you decide which one and what leads to the decision to send your kids to private school? I am from the Nashville area, and I was very interested, as Nashville has lots and lots of options for private school. Thanks. Bye.
You know, I think you have to, first and foremost, you have to do research. You have to research these schools, see which one you think is the best fit for your child, based on their strengths and based on their weaknesses, based on what they need help with. You are right. Nashville has so many options. And I don't think you have to limit yourself to private school. There's also some really good public schools in the Nashville area, and I think you should research those as well. You know, if you want the faith component to your child's education, I think that maybe is what pushes a lot of people to private schools. But again, I think it just requires time. I think you need to research it based on price, based on what they offer, based on their belief system, based on your own, your child, and where you feel like it will be the best fit for them. So best of luck with that.
I think, you know, I wanted to touch on that as well. You know, we started in a private school with Chloe here in Nashville, and that did not work out well. There were conversations from other kids because Chloe actually ended up being predominantly the only child of color at that school.
Well, not the only, but there wasn't a lot of diversity.
No, there was less than a handful.
Yeah.
And she was the only child of color in her class.
Yes.
And, you know, I remember Chloe coming home crying because she wanted to be a unicorn. All the other girls were in her class were, you know, wanting to be unicorns. And several of the girls told her she couldn't be a unicorn because she didn't have straight hair or blonde hair. And is that?
No, she couldn't be a unicorn because unicorns are white.
Unicorns are white. And I remember Chloe sitting at the kitchen counter and crying. And I had never seen tears that big from a child. And I had raised already five kids. I'd never seen a child with tears that big. And she was sitting in my lap. And I said, why do you feel this way? And she goes, I don't know why God made me this way. And that broke our hearts. I remember all of us starting to cry and Savannah sitting on the kitchen counter crying. And I said, honey, God gave you your curls because he kissed you twice because you're special. And God made us exactly as we are. He didn't want to duplicate us. He didn't want to make a world of Todd's, a world of Julie's, a world of Savannah's and Chloe's. He created each and every one of us in his likeness, but exactly the way he wanted us to be. And God gave you your beautiful color of your skin and the curls in your hair because he wanted you to be different than us. And I says, and you are beautiful and you don't have to be white to be a unicorn. You don't have to have straight hair to be a unicorn. You don't have to have straight hair to be beautiful. I love your curls and I advocate for her curls. I mean, you know, she, what was it? Nine? When she turned nine, she wanted two things, a cell phone and to get her hair straightened. And we had never, I would not allow anyone to put heat on her hair because I didn't want to change her curl pattern. And, you know, the hairstylist that we took her to said, it's not going to hurt if we just do it one time. So I allowed her to do it the one time and she was beautiful. I mean, her hair's all the way down to the middle of her back and she was beautiful, but she looked like she was 16 years old. And I was like, no. You are so much prettier with your curls. And now what has happened?
Now she's embracing those.
Now she embraces her curls.
Hiring right now is hard.
If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed Data US. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. Because with virtual interviews, Indeed saves you time. You can message, schedule, and interview top talent seamlessly all in one place. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you only pay for applications that meet your
must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring partner, delivering 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to TalentNest 2019. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Sign up for Indeed now and get a $75 credit toward your first sponsored job. Plus, earn up to $500 extra in sponsored job credits with Indeed's virtual interviews. Visit Indeed.com/CC to learn more. Claim your credits at Indeed.com/CC. That's Indeed.com/CC. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So every private school, every child is not suited for a private school. And we removed Chloe from that school. Yeah. And we placed her in a public school. And she has excelled. She has thrived in this public school setting. And guess what? She has kids of color. Yeah. She has more kids that look like her. And now, listen, it's Nashville. Yeah. And where we live, there's not, that diversity is not overflowing. But at least in the public schools, she did have more of that and she could relate more. And she's thrived. She's done so well at it. And we're grateful to God for those moments. So I think that, you know, listen, we raised all of our children in private school and they all finished in private school. But clearly, if you watch the show, we don't have any that know how to count. Math is not their strong suit. So it didn't, private school did not make them a better student. It did give us what we as a parent wanted them to have, which was we wanted them to have Bible study. We wanted them to be in a faith-based school. We did have that. I mean, I was watching a show the other night and I had to turn it off. And it was about the woman who was the atheist. Yeah. And how she fought to take prayer out of school. Well, folks, let's just look at where our schools are today. We don't have prayer. We don't have that in school anymore unless you go to private school. And regardless of what your belief system is, we believe in God. And I want my children to know that there is a God, that there is a higher power. So I think that choosing where your child is going to be educated needs to coincide with what you're teaching them at home. We teach our children in love, faith, prayer, that there is a God and that no matter how tough things are, that that is when you cling to your faith, because it is only the, it is truly the only thing that we will ever possess that is ours. And so I just believe that, yes, there's a lot of private schools that she needs to research and she needs to know, but she needs to know who her child is and where her child is going to thrive the most. Right. And a lot of the private schools, there's a lot of entitlement there. You know, these parents can pay $40,000 and $50,000 a year for their child to go to school. Doesn't make their child better than the child that's on free lunch in a public school.
Absolutely not.
Doesn't make your, doesn't guarantee that your child is not going to get into drugs, that they're not going to participate in premarital sex. It's not going to mean that they're not going to be gay. The private schools are not set up to change who God created your child to become. I think that we learn how to educate our children based on how attentive we are to the children that we have. And if no school will provide every need that your child has. I don't, you, and you know, that's how I feel.
Absolutely.
I don't believe in that. I also don't believe that it is the school's job to babysit your child, that it's the school's job to discipline your child. That begins at home. Boundaries need to be created at home. Children need to be taught, this is how we believe. This is what our belief system is. And listen, you're going to get to a place when your child is older, because it's happened with us. Well, I don't know that I believe exactly the way you believe. Okay. How do you believe? 9 times out of 10, when a child says, I don't believe the way you believe, 9 times out of 10, they can't even articulate the way that they believe.
Right.
They just want to be different than their mom and dad. So I think that when you're looking for a school for your child, talk to your child. Speak to your child daily. Watch how your child responds to social issues. Watch how your child speaks about their faith and speaks about how they would do things differently. And let them tell you who they are. It's up to the parent to listen to the child. And it's up to the parent to say to the child, you know what, let me explain to you why I disagree with what you're saying. I think we lose the audience of our child when we refuse to listen to what they are saying. And I'm guilty of that, folks. I did that early on with my other, you know, with my older children. And I've done it with Chase and Savannah. But I think with Grayson and Chloe, I'm much better.
Yeah, absolutely.
At listening to them. Absolutely. So I hope that helps you. Good luck and God bless. Next caller, please.
Hi, Chrisley family. This is Mary Hannah. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, and also a recent graduate from SC State. And I just have a question about your advice as to what's the best advice when you're first starting out in a new job. What advice did you give to your kids when starting a new job and finances and life? And I love y'all's show and I love your family. God bless. Thanks.
I love someone with two names, Mary Hannah. I love that you are Southern because I say to Savannah Faith, Chase Madison. So I love two names. Congratulations on graduating from college. Advice that we've always given our children, work harder than anyone else on that job. Just because you have a college degree does not mean you have life experience. Just because you graduated from college with a perfect score doesn't mean you know more than your boss does. They're already in that position. So I think that the best advice that I have given my children, you know, is to go on your job, be respectful, go in there knowing that you know less than any person in that room, and be a sponge. Soak up that knowledge, and then let your work speak for the knowledge that you have. Because if you are doing your job and you're doing it to the best of your ability, you're going to garner the notice of someone higher up than you. And that's how you climb that ladder. You don't climb a ladder by sticking a knife in someone else's back who's two rungs already up in front of you. You don't climb the ladder by setting people up to fail. I believe that what is ours and what is meant for us, God is going to make sure we get. So if that promotion doesn't come for you in that job, that promotion was never intended for you to begin with. And there is somewhere else for you to be. And if you're listening, God will silently whisper to you in those areas. He will give you an intuition of exactly where you're supposed to be. And if you feel like you're not welcome in that position, that's God letting you know it's time to move on. So, you know, that's the advice that I've given our kids, Julie.
I think that's great. And I agree. You have to go into the job grateful that you have a job. And like Todd said, understanding that, yes, you have a college degree and that is something to be so proud of, but know that you have so much more to learn. And I think if you keep that in your mind, you will go so far. So best of luck. And again, congratulations on your graduation.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Laura and I'm calling from Chattanooga. I saw the episode where you guys came here and I absolutely loved it when you went whitewater rafting. It was funny. I really don't have any questions. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for bringing light to issues like depression, mental health, and addiction. My family has struggled with all of these, and it's just, I think it's so important, and I just really appreciate the light that you guys are bringing to these issues. Also, I wanted to let you know that during the pandemic, I was a single mom and me and my then 10-year-old son would binge watch your show and it would bring a smile to our faces, during just a really hard time in our lives. So it was awesome. So I just want to thank you for that. And since the pandemic, I've now got my mother hooked on the show, and she loved it. And she loves Manny. And when she got spray tanned and by Savannah, that was a great one. So anyways, thank you so much. And I just really appreciate you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Yes, we were in Chattanooga and had just so much fun. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for watching the show. Thank you for turning your son, your mom onto it. It's kind of what our goal has always been, just to bring a smile to someone's face, to give you 30 minutes of just light and laughter, where you don't really have to think about anything else that's going on in your life. So we are grateful for every person that calls in with their support for the show and the podcast. Just know that it is not taken lightly.
Thank you so much. I mean, I love Chattanooga. I think it's the downtown is so nice. The whitewater rafting I could have done without, but you know, I have to do what my family wants to do. And thank you, as Julie said, for tuning in and for watching the show. I mean, the goal for Chrisley Knows Best has always been to share real life things that go on in our life. And I think that we've been effective in doing that for 10 seasons. I think that the thing that I would have liked to have seen in more episodes was us being able to share more of the realness and of the reality of what was going on in our life. Because, you know, since 2010, we've had a lot of heartache and a lot of things going on in our lives, a lot of lies, deception. And, you know, we kept all of that to ourselves. We had to. And I would have liked for the show to have been able to have shared more of that. And I understand why that it didn't happen, but it doesn't make it any easier, because I feel like that, you know, we let people down by not telling people our truth and not allowing them to understand it and to use it to their own good for things that may happen in their lives. So I do thank you for tuning in, and, you know, we want you to continue to tune in and to listen to Chrisley Confessions, because that Chrisley Confessions is the platform that we have established that allows for our truth to be told. And for that, we will always be grateful. So thank you so much. Good luck to you and your son and your mother. God bless you always.
That body-hugging dress in the back of your closet has been calling your name. Now you can finally feel confident pulling it on with shapewear you actually want to wear. Honey Love is a shapewear that you want to wear. It's designed for comfort and looks. Honey Love is as beautiful as your favorite lingerie with unparalleled construction. Unlike your grandma's girdle, Honey Love is made from premium materials and constructed with a Signature X that targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. Honey Love's super soft and flexible boning means your shapewear never rolls down. People love Honey Love. Honey Love has been featured in the New York Times, on Good Morning America, in Bride Magazine, and has thousands of five-star reviews. And I'm here to tell you, it is truly the most comfortable shapewear that I've ever worn, and it makes everything that you put on look better. Plus, there's no risk. Honey Love covers the shipping and restocking to make all U.S. returns completely free. You deserve a shapewear that you'll want to show off. See yourself at honeylove.com and get 20% off a second item. Plus, when you use code CC, you'll get an additional 10% off your entire order. So get 20% off your first item, plus an additional 10% off at honeylove.com with code CC. That's honeylove.com, code CC. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Kate from Northern Illinois. I love you guys. I love your family. I watch your show, listen to your podcast. I have two questions. Number one, I have been a closet
Sassy user for months. And I say closet because I'm sort of old. I'm not the age bracket I think you were looking to hit, but I love the product. The eyeshadows are great. They're pigmented perfectly. Get great pickup on the brush. Here's my question. Are you going to be doing any eyeshadow / blush palettes, something that would be purse size that I could carry with me? That's question number one. Question number two, Todd, have you ever thought of running for office? My gosh, I agree with you and Julie completely, 100%. Fiscally responsible and conservative, socially liberal. Let's all stop piling on each other for what we are and are not. And I seriously can see it in every front yard in America. Chrisley, 2024. Todd, you need to run for office. I love you guys. I watch your show. I love your whole family. Thanks. Bye.
Well, listen, you do not have to be a closeted, sassy user. Savannah has talked so many times about how she wants her brand to be inclusive of every person that wants to wear makeup. And that is truly how she feels, regardless of your race, regardless of your gender, regardless of your age. There is something for everyone. I absolutely love the Mother's Day palette that came out a couple months ago now. Love it. Love it. It's my favorite. I wear that every day. And she is going to continue coming out. She is working every day to come out with new product and just new ideas. So thank you. Thank you for that support. Todd, I'll let you take the
I think that you didn't answer her question about the blush and the eyeshadow. Yes, those items are coming. Savannah just went over that with us a couple of weeks ago. And I think that as far as being in the closet about using Sassy by Savannah, so many women have that are your age group, which I'm going to put you in Judy's age group, you know, Judy's 49, love this product. I mean, they love the pigment. They love that the lips, you know, that the lip stains, that they stay on, they don't come off. They love her bronzer. I mean, her one lip color that it goes immediately within hours is called Nashville Nights. And no matter how much they order and create of that one color, it's gone within hours. It's the craziest thing. But Julie uses it. I mean, Julie's makeup artist uses the Sassy by Savannah. She loves it. It's been used by multiple celebrities here in Nashville and in Los Angeles. I mean, their makeup artists have tagged Savannah in those things, showing how much they love it. So do not be in the closet. Be out and be proud that you are a Sassy by Savannah user. I think that as far as running for public office, listen, I never rule anything out. I got a lot going on right now that I got to get cleaned up, but it is absolutely something that I do have passion over and that I long to do that. I do believe that there is good left in me and that I am capable of helping other people. And my life story is going to has and will continue to help other people because I plan on always being transparent about it. So, you know, I thank you so, so very much for tuning in and for calling in and good luck. And you know what? Go to Sassy by Savannah and send a photo and tag her in it so that she can repost it. She does that often. So thank you so much again and have a great day. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Julie. My name is Isabel. I actually have a question for you guys. So I am 24 years old. I'm about to be 25 in a few months, and I really want to get a tattoo. What would you suggest? Because my parents are very strict on not getting any tattoos or piercings on our bodies, although I do have most of my ear pierced. My little sister also has her belly button pierced, but she did it without, you know, asking. But when my parents found out, they weren't even that harsh on her. But I feel like with me, they would be super harsh just because I'm the oldest of the family if they ever found out I had a body piercing or a tattoo, you know, on my body. So what do you guys suggest? I really just want to get a small tattoo. Thank you guys so much. I love the show. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, if you love the show, then that tells me you've watched it and you know what our take is on tattoos. Now, Chase graduated from a school that was a faith-based school and had chapel every day, you know, did Bible study. And obviously, he still felt like that his the side of his body needed to be a cheat sheet because he put the verse John 3:16 on. And he also went back and had it removed. My question to you is, I'm not going to lecture you about why you shouldn't get a tattoo. I'm just going to ask you why, because that's not what you said in your call. You did not address why you wanted to get a tattoo. Let me tell you what you're going to be looking at when you're 50. What started out at the top always ends up at the bottom. So when your body changes, then your tattoo is going to change. If it started at the top of your belly button, you'll now be able to wipe it when you go to the bathroom. So at the end of the day, I don't think that a tattoo, if it's what you want to do, you have the right to do it. No one should be able to tell you you cannot do it unless it's a parent. You know, it is your prerogative.
As an adult,
it is your prerogative. It's your body. It's not something that I think is attractive. I don't endorse it. I don't condone it. It's not acceptable to me. And you know, that's just my opinion. I want to know how it makes your life better. How is this tattoo going to make your life better? How is your sister getting a belly button piercing making her life better? Is that because she wants to wear a low-cut jean so her belly button sticks out so that, you know, it makes her cool and hip and she's that chick? Well, sometimes I don't think that you need to be referred to as that chick or that girl. I think that everyone views things differently. And it's just not for me. So, I mean, I would say to you, unless you can give me a reason as to why you want to have this tattoo and how it's going to make your life better, then I think you need to leave it alone.
And know that from what people have said to me, it is much more painful to have it removed than it ever is to have it put on. And it takes a lot longer and it costs a way lot more money. So just remember those
yes.
things.
You Message. Know,
that if 5, 10, 20 years down the road, you're like, I don't know what I was thinking. Just know that it costs a lot to have it removed. It hurts. And it's never, I mean, you're always going to be scarred from it. So I think those are just things to consider that it might be something you think you want right now. And I can tell you that the things that you want right now in your 20s are not what you're going to want in your 30s. And the things you want in your 30s are not what you want in your 40s and so forth and so on. So I'd say sleep on it and really think through it because it is something that's permanently on you without a lot of work to get it off.
And let me tell you something, when you have a child, and they start seeing your body and they're old enough to articulate. And they're like, Mom, why did you write on yourself? I want to do that too. Whatever you do, be willing to allow your child to do later because you're setting the tone for that. So good luck and God bless.
Too short for a day without fun. Get a thrill whenever you need it with Slotomania, the world's number one free slots game. It's a unique gaming experience with beautiful graphics, huge progressive jackpots, fun freebies, and mini games. There's something new every day for endless variety. There's nothing more exhilarating than huge jackpots, special prizes, and free coin rewards every day. Slotomania makes every day fantastic and engaging graphics and realistic sound effects. When your day is feeling stale, just ask, what will today spin? If you're 21 or older, you can join millions of players around the world. Download Slotomania, the number one free slots game on the App Store or Google Play Store, and get 1 million free coins. That's Slotomania, Slotomania. ANIA, on the App Store or Google Play Store for 1 million free coins.
Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. My name is Mackenzie, and I've called a couple of times. But I just listened to episode 174, and I actually haven't even made it all the way through yet. And I just wanted to applaud you for, you know, using your platform to spread information. What's going on in Ukraine absolutely breaks my heart, especially being a mom of a 10-month-old, you know, I couldn't imagine being in those people's shoes, being in the Ukrainian shoes right now. It hurts my heart, and I really enjoy listening to you, especially when you said that if somebody has a different opinion, you know, you're not meaning to offend them. But, you know, it's not everybody's cup of tea to listen to that, but I just wanted to say thank you for putting that out there. And as for our president, I agree with you 100%. You know, he's the captain of our airplane right now, and wishing him to fail would mean wishing that we all fail. So I just wanted to say thank you for putting that out there. I appreciate it a lot, and I love you guys. Bye.
Thank you so much, Mackenzie. We appreciate that. Yes, you know, the things that are going on in the world in our country right now, there are
unprecedented
and absolutely horrible. But you are 100% right. Our leader of the United States of America, if you wish him to fail, that does no good to anyone in this country. So I'm glad that you reiterated that. Regardless of your political views, if you wish our leaders to fail, it only affects us. Not only affects us, it affects everyone. So it is our hope and our prayer that this country truly does see the error of their ways, and that we're able to fix some things before they go completely off the rail and can't be fixed.
Well, I think that some of that has already happened. And I agree. I think that we should always pray for the leaders of our country. We should pray for our men and women in the armed forces. We should pray for we should pray for our neighbor. We should pray for the trash collector. We should pray for the janitors, you know, the lawn maintenance people. We should pray for anyone that is our brother and sister. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether you are Democrat or you're Republican, you don't win every football game.
No.
No team wins every football game. And folks, I hate to use the analogy of a football game, but that's kind of what it is. It's who's going to pass to who. And this, you know, this government that we're sitting in right now is going to pass off to the next captain the damage that they have done.
And it's been that way.
And it's been that way since the beginning of time. And, you know, we go back and forth with this Democrat and Republican and whatever. Let's just be human. Let's just say, if this isn't good for me, I can't imagine that it would be good for you. Let's sit down and have a conversation about why this doesn't work. If it works for one and not all, then it's not okay. If it works for a handful of people in society, but the rest it doesn't work for, then
we
got to come up with another plan. And that's truly how I feel. I mean, it's how I've always felt. I mean, I don't believe that no political party should celebrate another's demise. I think that as truly a leader of this country, proving you're a leader of the country is reaching across the aisle. It's converting the people that are fighting against you to at least be able to hear you.
Right.
And I think that we are
compromised.
And I think that we are so red and blue right now that it's just, nope, I'm red, you're blue, you're on that side, I'm on this side. I'm not agreeing with anything that you say. You're not agreeing with anything that I say. And that gets nothing done. And I think that, you know, you're seeing a lot of, I think that you're seeing a lot of that right now in these past couple of months, to where members of certain parties are having conversations and they are seeing things, you know, a little differently. And that's what I pray for. I pray for unity. I pray that God give us the strength to endure whatever it is that we have to endure and that he walks with us and never forsakes us. And, you know, and I pray for Biden to stay awake. If he's going to be flying the plane, I need him to be awake. So, you know, thank you so much for your call. I mean, it's calls like that that stir conversation, and those conversations is what stirs results. So thank you so much. Next caller, please.
Hi, Todd and Julie. This is Karen from West Virginia. I am a longtime listener and forever watcher. I love, love, love the show. I especially liked Julie's cooking shows over the holidays. Miss Julie, when are you going to put out another special, maybe a barbecue one for the summer, something along those lines? And also, when do you decide what you want to cook per day? I take it that you're a great cook. Everybody says that, and your family and Todd just complimented you on your cooking with the kids and whatnot. I try to be a good cook. I'm always rushed, and I mess up a lot. And so I wanted to know, how often also do you cook per week out of 7 days? I try to cook 5 out of 7, but I am an empty nester, so there are times I could just eat a salad forever every day. But my husband loves that traditional meal. Thank you.
Thank you so much. As a longtime listener and watcher, we appreciate that. You know, cooking is my passion. I love it. I love to cook. I love to cook for my family. I truly feel like it's one of my love languages. How do I decide what I'm going to cook? You know, that is the question. I have seen things on the internet that's like, okay, once you become an adult, the question is, every day for the rest of your life, what am I going to cook to eat? What am I going to cook? What are we going to eat? So, you know, if there's something that I want to, you know, if there's something I have in mind that I've been wanting or craving, I'll fix that. Or I'll ask my kids or Todd, is there something you got in mind or whatever's in season? If it's fresh vegetables, the summertime, you know, I love to do that. You know, I don't know when I'm going to be able to get back to, you know, more cooking episodes, but it is definitely something that I am going to hopefully be able to revisit one day.
Well, you do have your YouTube channel that's coming up.
Right. Yes. So, well, that's true. So, and so you'll be able to see lots of that, lots of cooking on my YouTube channel. So with that being said, how, when you're rushed, planning ahead is key. And I know when my kids were smaller, when they were in school, I would, you know, put something in the crock pot in the morning to have. But you do have to think about that ahead of time. So, you know, when I go to the grocery store, I'll kind of think, okay, what can I have this week? Roast one day, spaghetti one day, whatever. And I'll make sure I have those staple things so that I can put a roast in the crock pot in the morning and then it's done by that evening. So I think it is just coming up with a, you don't have to have an exact menu, but coming up with a few things for the week that you can substitute in and out so that you have. And, you know, using your air fryer, it makes things a lot quicker. Using your crock pot, you can put it in before you go to work. It's ready when you get home. That's a huge, I love to do my barbecue in that. I'll do like a Boston butt in that, or I'll do like a roast, a pot roast in my crock pot. That's one of my family's favorites. So, you know, I love to get online and find, you know, examples of quick meals and easy meals and healthy meals. So best of luck with that. But as an empty nester, I can see why sometimes it's just easier to grab a salad or just eat whatever. And, you know, Todd and I aren't at that stage yet. You know, we still have 2 kids at home. So I'm not there yet, but one day. So thank you so much.
Are you paying down old credit card debt? A personal loan could be your solution. Loans usually come with fixed monthly payments, making them a simple way to help pay off your credit cards. Plus, loans usually have lower interest rates than credit cards do. And Credit Karma can help you find the best option for you. Credit Karma uses your credit data to find loan offers that are personalized to you so you can have a better idea of what loan amount you could get approved for. Credit Karma will even show you your chances of approval so you can choose between loan offers that you're more likely to get approved for and apply with more confidence. Comparing loan offers on Credit Karma is 100% free, does not affect your credit scores, and could save you money. Credit Karma, apply with more confidence today. Ready to apply? Head to creditkarma.com/loan offers to see personalized offers. Go to creditkarma.com/loan offers to find the loan for you. That's Credit Karma, creditkarma.com/loan offers.
Do you want to thrive outside the 9-to-5? Then Mom's Exit Interview Podcast is for you. In each episode, you'll hear from inspirational everyday moms taking control. Entrepreneurs, stay-at-home moms with side hustles, consultants, and more. Plus experts with actionable tips like Rebecca Minkoff and Gretchen Rubin. I'm Kim Ritberg, former Us Weekly and Netflix executive and mom of two. I've got the best boss now, me, and I've never been happier. Whether you're in transition or already made a change, let's create a more flexible and fulfilling life together. Listen to and follow Mom's Exit Interview on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd, this is Sherry again. I was listening to your 180th podcast, and I'm so glad to hear that you're really considering running for office, because I think you'll be make a positive difference in the way people live their lives. Now, I don't agree with everything with you, but this I agree on. Thanks. Bye.
Well, thank you so much. The fact that you agree with anything is a plus to me. Listen, I have had a lot of heartache in my life. I have endured a lot of setbacks. I have had people lie on me. I've had people steal from me. I've had people to set me up. We've had a lot of heartache, Julie, yourself included.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what I do believe is that we are the people. We are the people of the world. We are the people that suffer heartaches, that suffer setbacks, that suffer injustice. We are these people that you read about that don't know which direction to go in. You know, we've always had God to guide us. But my goal in life would be to make and evoke positive change in the world, not just in our country, but in the world as a whole. But we start where we are, and that's in Nashville, Tennessee. That's in the United States of America. We start where we can. And if that's to shake the hand of a stranger that you know is going through some trouble, pat him on the back and say, brother, I got you. Let's have a word of prayer. It's a pregnant girl who doesn't know where to go, who has no assistance. It's making sure that she knows that, yes, this is a life-altering decision that you're getting ready to make. Are you going to terminate this pregnancy? Or are you going to have this child? Are you going to make a couple out here who longs to have a child that they may never be able to do that other than through adoption? Are you going to give that greatest gift? Or, you know, is it a battered woman who has nowhere to go, and so she's turned back over to the place where she was being battered? Is it a child who is turned back over to the custody of their parents that was abusing them? You know, is it an elderly person who no one's checking on, who's being abused by a family member or a stranger? You know, those are the things that I believe we need to be better at. I believe that we need to be better at setting people up for success, not to make them dependent upon the system. You know, I am a huge advocate for helping those who cannot help themselves, but not becoming a crutch for them to do nothing. I believe that student aid should absolutely apply to these people out here that cannot afford to send their child to school. But I also believe you should pay it back. I mean, if you're doing well in school, you know, let there be an incentive. If the government is going to loan you this money to allow you to go to school, and then you start doing great, then maybe if you're using that degree that the government helped you to obtain, then maybe there's a give back there, mm-hmm. you know, because now we've done something good. And that person who took this student loan did what they said they were going to do. They got the degree and now they're doing better. And maybe rather than them pay that student loan back, they pay into a fund, you know, a percentage of their earnings till they reach that number. And that percentage is used to help another young person go to school. You know, I believe in public housing, but I don't believe that someone should stay in public housing for a lifetime. I believe that public housing is a step towards home ownership. And, you know, as long as you're going to school, we're going to give you, you know, we're going to give you government housing for how long is the degree? How long is it going to take for the degree that you're going to be, you know, that you're trying to obtain? Oh, it's 2 years. Okay. So for 2 years, we're going to take the struggle and the worry off your plate of having you, you know, of you not having a roof over your head. But in 2 years, you should have completed your degree. And at that point, then we start putting a timeline on when you can be out, so that this place becomes available for the next person to step up, not looking to step into a lifetime handout, but giving that person an opportunity to be better about themselves. And I truly believe, folks, that if you don't have pride within yourself, then you're never going to be better. You have to be proud of the accomplishments that you're making. And you have to also look at that every ounce of accomplishment is not going to be earth-shattering. But if it's something that you did today that made you better than you were yesterday, then let's celebrate that accomplishment. Savannah said to Julie in the past weeks, Mom, accept the win. Regardless of how small it is, it's still a win. Accept the win. And that's what I think that we need to be doing for people in this country and in this world. Accept the win. If you were struggling so bad yesterday with depression that you couldn't leave the bed, but today you got up and you took a shower and you walked outside your door and you entered into prayer for 5 minutes, or you looked up and said, God, thank you for me being alive today. That's a win. Let's celebrate that win. If it's a mother who said, I've got 2 children out of wedlock, I can't do this anymore, I'm not making these decisions anymore, I'm going to have my tubes tied. Celebrate that win, because that's a decision that she has made. If it's a man out here who has said, you know what, I've got 5 kids by 5 different women, I got to be better. And he goes and has a vasectomy. Celebrate the win. And, you know, I think that we take these, sometimes we see a win and we're like, it's not big enough for us to even acknowledge. But let's acknowledge the win regardless of how small you may think it might be, because that small win for you might be huge to someone else that you share your story with. Because where you are might be at a higher level than the person that you're sharing this win with now. Yeah. So thank you so much. And I appreciate you calling in. And I appreciate that you don't agree with everything that I say, because that's a win. So thank you so much. Good luck to you and God bless you always. Next caller, please.
Hey, Todd and Julie. This is Chris Tuttle from Franklin, Tennessee. I've called a few times and you've taken my calls. Just want to say that I'm praying for y'all. I love y'all, and y'all will get through this. You're a strong family. Everyone in this world makes mistakes, sometimes big ones, sometimes small ones, sometimes ones that we didn't even actually do, we may be convicted of. But just know that your fans stand by you. We love you, and we hope you will continue doing the show, doing the podcast, and anything you need from us, just let us know. You know, we're there for you. We know you have been honest with us over the podcast, and we love you. And from everybody here in Tennessee and all your fans, we support you, and we look forward to many years right there by your side. Love y'all. Bye.
Chris, thank you so much. You know, as I started this podcast, I mean, we're receiving literally this past week, it was almost 20,000 messages between combined social media accounts. And, you know, we feel that. We feel what you're saying, and we're grateful for it, and we're blessed for it. And, you know, we're going to continue to tell our truth, regardless of whether anyone views it as truth or not. It is our truth. And we know what we do and what we do and what we don't do, what we have done and what we haven't done. And we trust that God is the great healer and revealer, and that he will reveal everything in time and in his time. It's been tough for me to be such a loyal and faithful follower of my Lord and Savior, and to have to sit in the storm right now. But you know what? Job felt the same way. And I look at the betrayal that Job went through, and then I look at where I am, and I'm just shaking my head thinking, if Job got through it, so can you, Todd. And I just want you to know that your message means the world to us, and we are grateful and we're appreciative. And I hope that our paths cross in public sometime. So good luck to you, buddy, and God bless you and your family always. On that note, folks, we're out of time. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in each week. We ask that you continue to lift us up in prayer as we do each and every one of you each week. So until next week, good luck and God bless.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.